The big player in tonight's encounter may be the audience. Here's Morning Edition Steve Inskeep.
Unlike the first debate, where members of the audience had to sit on their hands, real voters will be asking the questions at this debate. The Gallup polling organization got the job of selecting tonight's inquisitors, and we've asked Frank Newport of Gallup to explain how they were picked. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, in earlier elections, the campaigns were questioned by undecided voters, and originally I understand that was the intent this year, but that changed. Why?
Well, actually, this year it is uncommitted voters. That includes classic undecided voters. That is people who don't even lean one way or the other. But the dominant structure of the audience will be people who may lean to Kerry or lean to Bush, but say there is a chance they would vote for the other candidate. We call those soft Bush and soft Kerry voters.
If you tried to find a room full of completely undecided voters, people who had no strong opinion yet in the presidential race, could you do it?
It would be very difficult. Amazingly, the first time in Gallup poll history that we can find, in our last poll we did over the weekend, we had no undecideds among likely voters. Literally, I mean, we had a few, but it rounded to zero.
Now, for this debate coming tonight, you started with a pool of people who were voters in the St. Louis area. How did you begin to narrow it down to a roomful?
Well, we started with a true random probability sample of the St. Louis metropolitan area, so every household had an equal chance of falling in. From that point, we screened them. We asked them the same political questions we do on a normal poll to see if they qualified as uncommitted. And for that small group that did, we would invite them to be the participant in the debate. We gave no indication why we were calling. As far as the respondent knew, it was simply a poll. And in fact, for the majority of people we talked to didn't qualify as uncommitted, so we thanked them very much, and they probably don't even know they might have been a participant when that was over.
So do you think you had sufficient protection to make sure there wasn't a ringer in your audience, or there won't be?
We certainly hope so. You know, you never know. Just like when we do a normal poll, you're not absolutely sure of what everybody is telling you and why they might be telling it. But from every indication we have, the proceedings worked quite well, and there were no disruptions.
You know, with the jury selection at a trial, the defense lawyer and the prosecution gets to knock out some jurors. Did the campaigns get to do that with these audience members?
Absolutely not. We dealt with both campaigns, and both of them signed off on the procedures. But once we started, they've had absolutely nothing to do with it, and won't.
Do you have any idea what kind of questions people are going to ask?
No, we don't. We don't ask them what kind of questions they're going to ask at all. They actually show up on the day of the debate with the question that they're going to ask, and then from that point on, they deal with Charles Gibson, the moderator, who, under the terms of the agreement, has to make some decisions on asking questions that are balanced in several different ways.
Do you think that you will have succeeded if each time one of those audience members asks a question, there are millions of Americans saying to themselves, yes, that's my question?
Indeed, I hope so. That's why I love this procedure. I think it's great that in at least one debate, we actually have real people asking real questions.
Frank Newport directs the Gallup poll, which has chosen the uncommitted voters who will ask questions to the presidential candidates in tonight's debate. Thanks very much.
My pleasure.